Ach, a guy could say, I'm your brother. Me'av, from the same father, v'loy me'yeh, not from the same mother. V'u baile is also your husband. V'u baile d'yeh, this person is also your mother's husband. V'yano brata, and I'm the daughter, the intay of the wife. That's if you have such a case. The guy could say that, ach, me'yeh, this person is a brother from the father, not from the mother, and he's the husband of my mother, and I'm the daughter of his wife. So this does not come out like Reb Yehuda, because according to Reb Yehuda, a person can't marry a Nusa Soviv, you can't have this case. This case only comes out if a son marries the lady that his father lived with. Right, another riddle is like this. Achu, he's a brother. Obrihu, he's also your son. Achteyano, I'm your daughter. I'm your sister. Achteyano, I'm your daughter. Teve Dadarina Kasvei, that I'm holding on my shoulder. In other words, this lady says, you know I'm holding on my shoulder. I'm holding my brother, and he's also my son, and I'm his sister. Mishkachus, how do you have this? With a guy. If a guy lived with his own daughter, that's what you could have. Right, another case like this. Shalom lechabri, how you doing there, my son? You know you are my son. Bas achtech, you're the daughter of my sister. Ano, bas achtech ano, the daughter of my sister. How do you have that? In other words, my son can be the daughter of my sister. Mishkachas lo be'ofek kechovim habu al bas bitoy. Could if a guy lives with al bas bitoy on his daughter's daughter. That's how you have this case. Another case like this. Daloy deloy davle. I tell the people that fetch the water. That lipo b'chu sos the post. I'm going to tell you a little riddle. I'd like to see you answer it. The person that I'm carrying, bar, who bar? He's my son. V'yano bras achva. I'm the daughter of his brother. How do you have that? No, the Darin, who bar? He's the son, yeah? V'yano, and I am bras, the daughter, achva of his brother. Mishkach, how do you have this case? If a guy lives with the daughter of his son. That's how you could have it. Bye bye, like oivei. That the guy said like this, me'ach, I'm a brother. Vu av, he's also the father. Vu bal, he's also the husband. Vu bar bal, he's also the son of the husband. Vu bal of the yam is also my mother's wife, my mother's husband. We are no brate d'yisasa, and I'm the daughter of his wife. And you know about this guy, lo yoyev pita, he doesn't give any bread, Li'achva Yasmi, to his brother that are Yisoymim, B'nei Brate, that are the sons of his brate, of his sister. How do you have such a case? Mishkach is so like this. B'yoyvikachov, mashtop the goy. Habu alimoy, first he lives with his mother. V'oyliv men bas. A goy lives with his mother and has a daughter. V'chozo bo al oysa bas. Then the goy, vaita, lives with his daughter. V'choz azok, and then the papa, the grandpa, bo aleo, lives on this daughter now. V'oyle the men obonim, and have children. That's how you have this case. Kids, if a guy does all these things, you can have this case. Faita, another riddle is like this. Ano vi'at achai, me and you are brothers. Ano vi'ovach achai, me and your father are brothers. Ano vi'yemech achai, me and your mother are brothers and sisters. Achai, we're also brothers and sisters. Mishkachas, how do you have this case? He lived with his mother. And had two daughters. And then he lived on one of his daughters. And he had a son. And he called her Achtei Diime, his mother's sister. And he said to her like this. Ano v'yat b'niyacha, me and you like brothers and sisters. Ano v'yovach, me and your father b'niyacha, brothers and sisters. Hani v'yamecha b'niyacha, me and your mother brothers and sisters. Ooh. Good. Quote Ponos, the Gemara says, ho, this case, pe'atera nami mashkachas lo. You could have this last case even v'heter. How? She's going in the case that Reuven, sheyesh lo shtei bonus. Reuven has two daughters. V'yosa Shimon, his brother Shimon came, v'nosav chad minayu. And married his niece. V'yosa bar Levi, then the son of Levi, v'nosav chad minayu, married one of them. Ukomalei said to him, Ukomalei, Brady Shimon, the son of Shimon, Leba Brady Levi, to the grandson of Levi. Can't you get out of these cases? Right, we're not going to go into this too much. Could have these riddles. These cases could take place. Mishnah says like this. Hagiyoyres Shenes Gairu, Bonerimo. You have a lady that was a goy, and now she became a Jew. And she was Mizgaya with the children also. She had two daughters, but she had two sons. Halachris Loicholtzum Loimiavnin. Let's say she had two sons. So the brothers, and both of them became Jews, and they both got married. When one dies, the other one has no mitzvahs yibum, because they're not called brothers. Since they're a ger, they're not called brothers. So then is loicholtzum loimiavnin. There's no mitzvahs chalitza, no mitzvahs yibum. They're not called brothers. Their parents were when they were goyim. Even though they're both Mizgaya now, they're called like new people, they're not called brothers. Afilu, even in the case that Harosay Sharishan Shle Bigdusha, for Ledosa Bigdusha, the first son, the mother was pregnant when she was still a Shiksa. And then she was Mizgaya when she was pregnant. And the kid was born Bigdusha. For Yasheni, the second kid now, Harosay Ledosa Bigdusha, he was born totally after she was a Jew. Still, they're not called brothers. Because the first son's father was a guy, and she became pregnant when she was a goya. So that kid is not called a brother to the second son. V'chein shivcha, the same halacha applies to a shivcha, a shivcha kananis, a maid. Shenishtachru, that she became freed. Halacha is boner imo. Even though her children became freed with her, her two children are not called brothers. That since her children, vaita, were shivchas, were avodim evet kanani, they don't have a din of a Jew yet. They only get a shame Jew after they become freed. So they're called like Ger Shenizgayer, Kekot and Shenela Dami. They're like new people. So they're not called brothers. They don't have a mitzvah yibum. It's more so like this. B'nei Yudin, the children of Yudin, Amta. The children of this maid, Yudin. Ishtachru, they were both freed. She had two boys. And they both became freed. Isharulu Ravachar by Yaakov Lemintzavah Nashid Adodi. Is even though when they were Goyim, when they were Shivcha Avodim, they both got married. They both had wives. Now that they both became freed, that they both became new Jews, so he was mad to them to change around their wives. He's allowed to marry his brother's wife, and this one can marry the other one's wife. Because they're not called brothers. There's an issue you can't marry your brother's wife. That's only your brother. But here, when they were born, they were avodim shivchas. They're not called brothers. Omulu Ravus, the Rava said, "For Rav Sheshes Osir, I Rav Sheshes said it was Osir." Omulaisi said back, "Who Osir? True, Rav Sheshes said it was Osir. The Anosharina, but I say it's mutter, as I hold she's mutter. The two brothers are mutter. They're not called brothers. It must be like this. Mino Av, Veloy Mino Ein, Kuliyam LePligidishari. If they only had the same father." But came from two different mothers, pshita their mutter. There's no gzeres, they're not brothers. Muna'im v'loy minav, if they only came from the same mother, the same shivcha, but not from the same father, kuliyam lepliga the asr, then there's a gzera. It looks like two brothers. Since they only have the same mother, it looks like two brothers. There's a gzera in the rabbonim. Ki pliga, where's the machloikis? Minav v'mina'im. When they have the same father and the same mother, the same neber and the same shivcha. Man, the one that says the mutter, now that they became free, we consider them like two new people, not two brothers. Bosser Abba Shadinen. We go bosser the father. The father was an Evid, was a goy. His Zera doesn't go after them. So there's no yichus. They don't have a shame brothers. Do b'nei paunya korelu. Like they're called the son of Joe. So Mela Joe the goy, his children are not called brothers. For Rav Sheshes korelu nami b'nei tonisa. Rav Sheshes says no. Since the mice have the same mother, people call them the brothers of this mother. So about here it's a gzera, that people think who are then Jewish brothers also are allowed to change wives. So he holds as a gzera that if they both have the same mother, when they come freed, they have to be known like brothers. Vika the Yom is something like this. Pligi Ravacher by Yaakov Afilu B'Yachim Enayim. He, you know, even though they're only brothers from the same mother, still he argues. And he still holds them mutter to interchange their wives. My time, what's the reason? Because he holds ger shenizgayer ke koten shenevladomi. A goy Now he becomes a Jew. He's still like a new person right now. So even though they have the two brothers from the same mother, but they were goyim. Now when they become Jews, they're like new people. They have nothing to do one with the other. So they're not called brothers. So one is allowed to marry the other one's wife. Yes, also like this. Tanam, we learn Tanam Mishnah, says Hagiyoris. Or Giyoris here. A goy that was Nizgayer. She Nizgayeru. Benei Mo, her children also was Nizgayer with her. She had two sons. And now they also became Jews. Nizgayer Benei Mo is Loicholtzim Loi Miyavnin. Says when they grow up and get married and one of them dies, there's no mitzvah Yivam on the other one. They're not called brothers. So my time, at Havmina is, what's the reason? Why is there no mitzvah Yivam? Lav Mishum Diyasiri, because they're also to one another. That's why. Mashma Lamaisa, they're called brothers. And the reason why there's no Yibam is because there's Nisar Eshasach. Drashi Mishum Achva. The Ashmina Mastisin Lo Shaychabu Yibam for Kaimel of Eshasach. And that meaning is, the Pshat for the Mishnah is, there's a Ptur in the Mitzvah Yibam. But Lamaisa, they're called brothers. And that's why you can't marry the brother's wife. So it's Mashma, they are called brothers though. Tomorrow says Loi. But the Mishnah means to say is, the Eina B'Tairas Chalitza V'Yibam, that they're not called brothers at all, and they're not in the Parsha of Yibam V'Chalitza. And therefore, V'Shar Yolayalma, they're allowed to get married to whoever they want. In other words, they're not called the brother is alive. When one brother dies, the other brother has no mitzvah Yibam at all, because they're not called brothers. But V'Yinu Nami Shari Enach Nami, if he wants to, he's allowed to marry her, because she is not called his brother's wife. Since these two brothers are not called brothers, since they were born to Goyim. So tomorrow, for Ketoni, the Mishnah says Afilu. The Mishnah says Loshin Afilu. It says, Afilu Arosa Shawisha Slavikdusha. So what's the Afilu? What does it mean even in the Mishnah? Iyarmut, if you want to tell me, Bishleima, that Asira, that these two brothers, they have a shame, brothers, and they can't marry his brother's wife. Hainu diktoni afilu. That's why the Mishnah says this lashon of afilu. The afagav the rishon, even though the first one, her rosa shlo b'kedusha, that the parents, when she became pregnant, they were still goyim, and then the mother was misgayer for leidosa b'kedusha. At the time when she gave birth, she was already a Jew. The Asheni, now the second brother, was after she became a Jew already. He is Hayrosa, she first became pregnant, V'leidosa b'kedusha, and she gave birth when she was a Jew. U'gishtei imoyis domi, and it looks like two different mothers, because one mother became pregnant when she was a goy, and now she became pregnant when she's a Jew. Afilu ochi, still the Mishnah says, Yishino asiri, that they're also one and the other. So then the Mishnah will come out, that's a Chiddush. Ella, but if you want to tell me, Eliyam Ritshari, that the Loch is, since they were brothers from Goy, Agoya. So now that they're Mizgaya, they're not called brothers anymore, and they're Mutter. My Afilu, what does the Mishnah mean in Lashon of Afilu? What's the Afilu over here? My Afilu. So Gemara says like this, the Afa gav the Tavai, even though both of them, Le Dosan Bigdusha, even though really both of them were born Bigdusha, the mother gave birth. Even the first time, after she was Mizgayer, so I would have thought that they're both considered like Jewish brothers. V'yosi lechlufa v'yisrael. And I would have thought if these two brothers don't act like brothers, like they're allowed to marry the other one's wife, is, I would think they'll make a mistake, a regular Jew also, two brothers, one can marry the other brother's wife. That's what I would have thought to make the gzera. As the Mishnah says, afiluachi shari, still it's mutter, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Like we're saying now, these two brothers, really they're mutter. They're not considered brothers. Since one was, the father was a goy. Since the father was a goy, they're not called brothers. And that's the Chiddush and the Mishnah. Still they're mutter. La dodit, there's no Mitzvah Yibum at all. I'm going to turn over. Ika the army, some say like this. Hochinami Mistavra, just the opposite. It's also Mistavra like this. Like we're saying now that the kids are not called brothers. The shari, that attack a mutter to one another. The Iktani says, now Mishnah filu, even. What's the even? Iyarmit Bishlam, if you want to tell me, shari, that these two brothers, since the father was a goy, they're not called brothers, hainu diktani afilu. That's the afilu here. The afagav the tavai ledosam mikdushim. Even though both of them came out of the stomach of a Jew, knows their mother was misguided already. Even the first child. True, the father, she became pregnant when she was a goya. But then she was misguided, and she gave birth as a Jew. So now she gave birth to these two boys. She was Jewish by both of them. So the Yossi lachlufa b'Yisrael, they mamish look like two brothers. So I would think if you tell me they're mutter to one another, people think two Jewish boys also. After that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That's the afilu. The afilu achi shari. Even still we say the mutter. Afilu achi shari. That's a good chiddush in the Mishnah. Eli Yarmut, but if you want to tell me, Eli Yarmut Asiram, that these two boys, Midrabbanan, look like brothers, that they are also, Maya Filo, what is the Mishnah saying even? Someone says that's not a kasha. I mean to say, like we're saying, Tiafagav the Rishon Arosa Shlebik Dusha. Even though the first one, she became pregnant when she was a goy. Veledosa Bigdusha. True, she gave birth when she was a Jew already. But Tiasheni, the second son is, Hoyrosa Veledosa Bigdusha. That both she became pregnant when she was Jewish. So I would have thought maybe Tikishtei Moizdomi, that a mamish looks like two different mothers. See, here for sure there should be Mutter Ladodi. Because one mother like was Jewish already, and one the mother was not Jewish. Afiluachi Yasiri, that's the Chiddush to say no, still they're Osa Hadodi. That still they look like brothers, and still they're Osa. So kids, we have no raya in our Mishnah. Whether the Rabbonin, these two boys are like brothers or they're not like brothers. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Locherish Shnei Achim Tumin. You have two twins. Two brothers, two boys that are twins. Gerim, that they were Megayer, because they were born twins to Goyim, and then they became Jews. Vechem Meshachrorim. The same thing as Shivcha gave birth to twins, and now these two of them became freed. They became Jews. So it says clearly, Loi Chotzim Loi Miyavmin, that when one dies, the other one has no Mitzvah Yibum. Vein Chayovim Mishumesh Esach. And the wife is not also to the other one, Mishumesh Esach. It says clearly they're not called brothers. And therefore when one dies, the other one is allowed to marry his wife. Let's say when she became pregnant, she was still a goya. But then she was Mizgaya pregnant and she gave birth as a Jew. Then we say, then we say the kid also still the same thing. Still, they're not called brothers. There's no Mrs. Chalitza. But over here, mashma that there is an Isserei Shasach. Mashma with Rabbanan here, we do consider them like brothers. And therefore, one cannot marry the other one's wife. Even after one dies, the other one cannot marry her. What about Hoysa, Hoyroson, Veledosa, Magdusha? Let's say, in other words, first she became a Jew. And now she became pregnant and gave birth. Harayen ki Yisraelu mechol devrayim. That's Pshita. If you have a lady that was first a goy, and then she became a Jew, and now she got married and had two boys, Pshita, they're both Jewish boys, Avada, they're both brothers. So that's what the Brisa says here. Harayen ki Yisraelu mechol devrayim. Mursa's Ketarni Mi is learned like this. Ein chayov mishumesh esach. It says what? That if the one brother marries the other brother's wife, there's no avera of an esh esach. So the diak is, he's not over the yisr of his brother's wife.